RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
So the official cash rate has been dropped by 50 basis points. The main banks had started passing the cut on to some borrowers. What does this all mean? Michael Riddell, former RBNZ economist, now independent, writing at Croaking Cassandra, of course, is back with us on RCR. Morning, Michael.
Morning, Paul.
Was that about what everyone expected?
It was pretty much what everyone expected. There was some expectation in some corners, particularly in the foreign markets, that they might have gone 75. They chose not to do that. They've instead flagged that there'll be probably another 50-point cut in February.
Okay, so what does it mean? What will we see? Will there be anything obvious come from this?
Well, as you said, I mean, the main banks have already been reducing their mortgage rates. The fixed rates were already coming down in anticipation. The floating rates come down straight away. The question is, what does it mean for the economy and for inflation? And there, I mean, monetary policy works with a lag. We won't see the full effects of this for another 12 or 18 months. The bank hopes that it will start to revitalise the economy and we'll see economic growth picking up next year. Personally, I think their forecasts are a bit on the optimistic side.
Oh, could you explain why you think that?
Well, they see this quarter, the December quarter, the recession already being over. We're already going to be seeing positive growth, they think, this quarter. From next quarter, they think the economy is already going to be running faster than, or growing faster than it can sustain in the medium term. And it's just not obvious from any of the other indicators or from economic logic why you'd expect to see a pickup that strongly. Business surveys are still pretty muted. Consumer confidence things are still pretty muted. The government's going to be tightening fiscal policy again next year. It just looks far too optimistic to me to think that we're going to see a pretty quick pickup.
Sounds like sort of hopium. Is that the word?
Yeah, it's the one that people use for these sorts of things. And it's more the sort of thing you expect from politicians than from independent bureaucrats. But the Reserve Bank, they are a bit all over the place. I mean, 6 months ago, they thought that today the OCR would be 5.75. In fact, it's 4.25. So they, like a lot of people, have been really struggling with what's going on with inflation, what's going on with the economy.
Shouldn't they have the best data, though? Shouldn't they be
They have much the same data that everybody else has. They have the biggest pool of macroeconomists in New Zealand, and they're delegated by Parliament with the power to make these decisions. So we should expect better from them. They've got a monetary policy committee that's delegated with this power, that's got some decent economists on. So they've performed quite poorly over the last few years.
Yeah, it seems that mostly people with mortgages are affected, right, when the interest rates go up. They're the ones, everyday people, they feel it. Yet they're not necessarily contributing to the inflation.
That's partly true. I mean, obviously, if you've got a mortgage and your mortgage costs go up, that's money you can't and won't be spending on other things. You might go out less. You might cut back your holiday expenditure this summer. These things also, though, affect businesses. They affect people with term deposits. I mean, you know, I was putting term deposits on at over 6% a few months ago. Now I think you'd struggle to get 5. So that's a reduction in income for retired people and the elderly. You also see effects on the exchange rate. When the Reserve Bank cuts interest rates more than the market expects or more than other countries, our exchange rate tends to fall. That helps our exporters.
The things that aren't counted as inflationary, should they be? Because, you know, people say, okay, well, that's all well and good, OCR, but I'm still paying this much for that and this much for that. And I've, even just in the short time I've been where I am, I have seen the cost of a cup of coffee go up about 70 cents.
I mean, on the other hand, I'm struck. I go to the supermarket most days. I think the price of eggs is now lower than it was 2 years ago. But, you know, it's no doubt true that the price level is quite a lot higher than it was 2 or 3 years ago. The inflation target doesn't reverse those past increases. What it does is stop prices rising further. And you're right, there'll always be some things that are rising sharply. I mean, local body rates are a classic example at the moment. But the whole point of the CPI is it's a weighted average across people's expenditure on all sorts of things. A lot of things we import from overseas are still coming down in price.
Is it just basic psychology that if there's a perception that money is cheaper, though you've still got to jump through the hoops to get it, that you'll go out and borrow just because interest rates are lower? Is there an anticipation that, you know, there'll be more activity through that? Or are people sort of more canny than that? You know, they go, well, okay, that's all right, but I've seen what's happened recently. I'm not going anywhere. You know, I'm not changing anything.
I think it's always a combination, right? Whatever the backdrop is, if you're pessimistic, then a change in interest rates won't generate an immediate effect. And that's why I said earlier, monetary policy takes 12 or 18 months to have its fullest effect. If we start to see benefits, then people will start to feel more optimistic. They'll start to feel the job market's getting a bit easier. That'll make them a bit more willing to spend on a holiday or maybe put down a deposit on buying a house. So these things are gradual, and it requires mutual reinforcement as people see a variety of signs, not just the headline of the OCR dropping.
Okay, so 50 basis points. Markets were, some you were saying, were anticipating 75 basis points. Does that mean there's another 25 basis points to ring out between the next announcement?
The governor said yesterday that when they come back in February, at the moment, their basic forecasts are premised on the idea that they'll cut by another 50 points in mid-February. That's a big cut again. It's unusual for them to foreshadow that explicitly. And that's why some people thought that it would have been sensible just to do 75 yesterday, get it done, get closer to what economists call the neutral rate, the interest rate that's sort of consistent with inflation being at target and not adding more stimulus or more contraction to the economy. But, you know, there's big data coming out next month. The CPI comes out in mid-January. GDP numbers are coming out in mid-December, just before Christmas. So they'll have to have a look at the data and see what that warrants when they come back after their long summer break.
Can you give us an idea, again, where it hits the average person? Okay, they get a reduction. The banks are already in various sort of figures there, reducing rates. How much more does that put in the pocket?
Well, if you can think about somebody with, say, a $400,000 mortgage, 1% off that's $4,000. So half a percent reduction might save them $2,000 a year in interest costs, $40 a week. It's, it's not trivial for average household.
Michael, thanks for coming back on and explaining that. Really appreciate it. As always,
good.
Thanks.
As always. Bye.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.